Any other questions? You've already asked one, right? Okay.
What's it called? Muslims have a very good, rich legacy in America. They did so many, architecture, many inventions. And how come they're scared now to go and find out their history and to relive their past?
How come Muslims today are afraid to relive their history and go find out about their past? I'm not sure that they are. And I believe that in an audience like this, there's probably nobody that's like that. But this is one of the things I'd like to end with now, and that is the fact that I was saying that we are a unique minority. And the reason why we're a unique minority is because of the fact that in 1965, something special happened. Now, I'll try to finish now in 5 minutes, okay? Every Muslim American should know the year 1965. Tell me what happened in 1965. Malcolm X was assassinated, number one. Okay, tell me another thing that happened in 1965. Huh? The Immigration Act was amended. And another thing that happened in 1965. The back of John Crow was broken. Who was John Crow? Jim Crow. Who was Jim Crow? Who was that Jim Crow? Yes. Right. Jim Crow is a word that we use for segregation in the United States. So the Voter Registration Act was in 1965, and that is the beginning of what are called the civil rights victories. So 1965 is a very important year for us. First of all, because Malcolm, in his death, was as effective as he was in his life. And Malcolm brought a consciousness of Islam to the African-American community, which had only been developing. Not only that, but Malcolm opened the door of Islam to a lot of people like myself. I became a Muslim through Malcolm X, and this is also culture, because I am an American, very proud of the fact that I'm an American, and very rooted in American culture. And even if I knew Islam were the truth, it would have been very difficult for me to make the step of conversion on my own. But when Malcolm showed the way, I had to follow, because I loved him and respected him, and I knew what kind of a person he was, and I identified with him. That's culture. That's also conversion narrative. And conversion narrative, Malcolm X is a conversion narrative. Webb, inshallah, will be a conversion narrative. These are essential to the creation of culture. The Muslims of Central Asia use conversion narratives. Conversion narratives are very important. So Malcolm is very important. Not only is he probably the greatest American that ever was on the political scene, an incredible person. Every year we see how much greater he was than we imagined. He was an amazing person. Then, civil rights. If it were not for the civil rights legislation of the 1960s, we wouldn't be here today. And we should never forget that. And again, talking about Webb and alliances, our allies in the United States are the civil rights movement. And we may not agree with everything that is said. You know, we don't have to. But to think that the Republican Party is somehow appropriate for us, this is ridiculous. Our alliances have got to be either in the Democratic Party or in that direction. And they've got to be with people who understand the meaning of civil rights and the people who stand for civil rights. And we have never had to pay the price that black people or Chinese people or Jewish people or Native Americans paid in this price to win that victory. We are the beneficiaries of that victory. We didn't have to win it ourselves. Then the Immigration Act. Okay, this is really important, because when Johnson amended the Immigration Act in 1965, what did he do? Before that time, immigration to the United States from countries like the Muslim world was a trickle. A significant trickle, but just a trickle. In 1965, because of the realities of the Cold War, because of the social engineering that the United States understood it had to do to diffuse the racial tension in the United States, and a lot of other reasons, the United States saw that it needed a lot of brown people. It needed a lot of people that were also intelligent from the Middle East, from India and Pakistan. This is also social engineering, because the United States knew it had a race problem, and to the credit of the United States, it understood that it could not compete with the Soviet Union, and it could not win in the 20th century if it kept this apartheid society that it had before. It had to get rid of it, whether it liked it or not. So that meant that when the immigrants began to come in 1965, we got the best. We got the brains. And that makes us special, because you have lots of Muslims in France. You have lots of Muslims in Britain. You have lots of immigrants in Switzerland and Germany. But most of them are uneducated and illiterate, and they're never going to make it for a long time. In the United States, we got people who are brains. And for that reason, we have one of the most intelligent Muslim communities on the face of the earth. For that reason, we have the most per capita educated Muslim community on the earth. We have per capita the most wealthy Muslim community on earth. I can take you in Chicago to gated communities where you think you're in the Mughal Empire. I mean, we have millionaires, and inshallah, we will have billionaires. And all of that's necessary for culture. So we have the people that can do it, and I believe in you. I know the young men and women that we have in Chicago. You know, I call them young, they're in their 30s, but for me that's young. But these young professionals, they can do it. They can understand it.